No, I haven't. I, you know, I don't know much about it. So, I mean, he told me that he played for the CFL, but no, I haven't. I don't know too much about it. So. Well, this past couple of years, actually, we had Jerry Glanville. So, you know, he's a very animated person, very fun. And I think that he put Hawaii's defense on the map also. I mean, this year we had a great year. And, you know, our offense is terrific, you know, with June Jones and everything, the run and shoot. And everything just kind of complemented each other this year. And I felt, you know, all around we did pretty good this year.
How did Jerry make you better for
you? You know, Jerry taught me things that I would have never known from any other coach. I mean, he's been there, he's done that, you know, with the pros and even college ball. And I was just very, very blessed to be coached by, you know, two NFL coaches. You know, I mean, just from my first year to my last year. So.
Such as what?
No, he told me that never to quit. You know what I mean? He instilled that. You know, I always want to work hard, but he just pushed it to that extra limit. You know, he was always pressing upon it. You know, you gotta give every play, every practice 100%. And I think that's only benefiting me now.
Is Jerry Stillwell all black?
All black. People say you gotta wear that Aloha shirt with the flower print. He'll have a flower print, but it's all black. So, you know, he still got the cowboy hat, still got the boots. It's the same old Jerry Glanville.
Still need tickets for Elvis?
That I don't know about. I don't know. He might be leaving for Don Ho nowadays. I don't know. So we'll see.
What's it like playing in that program with that unbelievable travel schedule you guys have with this?
You know, from what I heard, we're the most traveled college team in NCAA this year. And I was, you know, I did it every year. You know, the shortest flight for us is 5.5 hours, you know, to California. And anything beyond that, it's a long flight. But, you know, it's something that you have to do, you know, from Hawaii. But teams also have to fly in for us. So it's the same for anybody else.
Now, in terms of a practice schedule, I mean, mm-hmm. When was your travel day? I mean, did you have to schedule extra time for rest and relaxation based on all the travel?
Yeah, also time change. You know, time change just has a big difference. You know, when we're flying to Alabama, you know, we got to work on, you know, East Coast time, Midwest, you know, those kind of things. And we would leave a day, we'd leave midweek, you know what I mean? And that would be tough for our schooling and all those things. But, you know, Coach Jones ran a very, very good program there, and I thought it was very successful.
That was
a Peck. Peck, yeah, doing fantastic now. I mean, 5 weeks out of surgery, feel really good. I just, you know, hope I'll be ready for that March 29th date to work out. I'm anxious. It's hard to see these guys working out without, you know, on schedule. Yes, sir. No, medically I haven't been cleared yet from the doctor who did my surgery. So, no, I'll just come watch, see what they're doing, you know, just mentally get reps at it. Because the more I know, the better I'll be prepared. So I'll just go into it, learn as much as I can, and be ready for my pro day on March 29th.
Where do you see yourself line up? Obviously, Hawaii,
mm-hmm. Well, you know, with the Hula Bowl, I played a little bit of 4-3, and I was liking it out there. But, you know, 3-4, you know, you also learn how to play run defense really good. You know, you're always inside, and you also get to work a little outside. So I thought it was fantastic both ways. You know, Glanville, he would bring like 9 guys in one play, and then sometimes you just bring 3 defensive linemen. And, you know, that was tough on us, but we had to learn those things. And I thought it went really well.
What's it like facing June's offense in practice every day?
Not much run, I tell you that. It's a pass. You know what we're doing every play. You know what I mean? He might throw a little screen in the air, but it's still a pass. I mean it. You know what to expect, but it, you know, we had such a good offense and it prepared us so well. You know what I mean? And you know, they scored some touchdowns on us because they have such an explosive offense. But Jerry Glanville had some things up his sleeve for him, so
now
it was good.
You're not going to face offenses like that in the NFL. So do you think in any way that it may have hindered your development?
No, you know, every week, week in and week out, you know, we'd play teams that didn't have our type of offense. You know, the running game, and. I thought it was good because we'd practice against the run all week anyway. So it's not, I don't think it's going to hinder me at all. And I just feel that, you know, I just try to get myself ready because it's 3-4, you got to play a lot of run anyway. So.
Can you describe what happened on the actual day that?
Well, it was kind of a freak deal where I was tackling the quarterback and my arm got overextended. And I went from one extremity to another, from being stretched out to contraction. So kind of just teared from there. I'm loving every minute of football right now.
Just as much,
even more, because when I decided to play football, I put everything I had into it. And I never would have thought I'd be in front of you guys talking right now. I
Which
promise.
Teams have you talked to specifically since you've been here? Since you can't work out, I imagine mm-hmm. the process is that much more important.
Oh, definitely. Just being around these type of people. You know, I visited with a few teams, you know what I mean? And that was really great for me. Just trying to get to know people and just, you know, like I said, work on my, like you said, working on my interviews because they are very important and just doing as much as I can here and then hopefully have a good workout later on.
Which teams have you talked to?
Atlanta, talked to Green Bay, Jacksonville, and I have a few more tonight, but you never know what's on the schedule, so.
Three more questions.
What was it like playing for Jerry Glenn?
The guy wouldn't. He would leave some animated remarks, you know what I mean? He always has his one-liners and all those things, but just make sure you didn't make a mistake around him because he'd hold it against you for the rest of the year. So I just made sure I ran to every ball, did whatever he said, and kept my nose clean.
Would it be tough to play out on these
guys? No, I love it out here. I love it. People think I'm crazy when I say I love cold weather because I'm from Hawaii, you know, used to the 85 degrees, you know. You got to leave the island sometime, you know what I mean? But I love it out here. It's fantastic. We'll see when I'm 0 degree weather here. We'll see. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of teams now that are playing the 3-4 defense. And, you know, I'm glad I got a chance to play in the 4-3 and the 3-4. You know, just get adapted to those things. And I think the more, you know, I can do, I guess the more valuable I'd be to them. So I'm just going to try to learn as much as I can. And whatever comes about, comes about.
Have you had a chance to meet Olin Cruz by chance, probably the most successful player to come from Hawaii?
No, you know, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, but I heard, you know, I all see him on TV. He's a great player. I heard he's a great person, and I hope one day I get to meet him because he's, you know, try to pick his brain because he's been there for a long time, and he came from exactly where I'm from.
Thanks, guys.
Actually, yeah, I just sat down with him for a brief moment, but it wasn't like a meeting. So, I mean, but tonight we'll see what happens with the meetings and everything, so.